Okay, hello and welcome back. So this week I am joined with Hannah. Hannah, say hello.
Hello.
if you haven't listened to my other episode with Hannah, it was all around her other business. So she is also my best friend, but she is my business partner too. And we currently have our lovely business called Project Rediscovering You. So if you don't know, get to know. But anyways, today's episode we wanted to chat about body image. Guys, just if anybody hears a door in the background, okay? I can't help it. It's Bally things.
Room is broke.
Yeah, Bally things. Anyways, we are talking all things body image today.
Yeah.
Because it's one of the main things. It's actually one of the main reasons we bonded. It's one of the reasons we're actually best friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the main reasons that we ever set up Project Rediscovering You in the first place. And yeah, we just really want to chat about that. We also have some questions. We also have some questions that have come through off you guys on Instagram. So we cannot wait to answer those towards the end. But right now I actually want to, you already know so much about my journey with regards to body image. So Hannah's screaming, crying, throwing up right now. But we're going to shift over to Hannah. And I want Hannah to maybe just talk about some of the struggles that she's dealt with as a coach herself. And yeah, just some of the struggles that she's had with her own body image.
Right. Wasn't expecting that one before this question. But no, yeah, I think, like, just to start off, I think body image, it's something that everybody struggles with.
Mm.
So I think it is important that, I'm sure everyone listening kind of knows, probably does know your struggles.
Yeah, they definitely do.
Definitely. If you know Kira, you know her struggles. but yeah, it's interesting. I suppose mine, they're so similar,
yeah,
but they're so different. And I know there's probably a lot of people listening that will have experienced the same, if not different, but they're still all the same. But yeah, I think for me, my background with body image was, I kind of went through two different cycles of like, self-sabotage, hating my body, putting on a lot of weight, not actually putting time into myself. And I think, you know yourself, when you don't like who you are on the inside, your external world kind of mimics that.
Yeah.
So my room was messy. I wasn't looking after myself. My head was a bit of a mess. And my body and how I looked physically resembled that. But then I kind of went through a different switch where I think everyone's kind of realizing as you start growing up in society and diet culture, and you're so exposed to these things,
yeah,
that we do learn this belief that, like, wow, how you look is actually important. Well, we think it is.
Yeah.
So then I went to the other end of the spectrum where I ended up getting very obsessed with my image, and I really felt like it was the only important part of me. And I really lost myself in thinking, well, at least if I hate myself on the inside, no one needs to see that. No one can see that. But if I change myself and I look perfect and I'm thin and my makeup is fine and my hair looks great, and again, body image is everything.
Yeah.
It's not just your weight.
Fair.
You know, it's your self-image is everything. It's every, like, how you look, how you present yourself. So yeah, I went down a bit of a rabbit hole with my weight, losing weight, trying to be perfect, getting very obsessed with obviously the food and the training. Mm-hmm. And you've probably touched on this as well, but like, starting as a coach, it was very much praised,
yeah,
that type of behavior and like the disorderedness, and I really ran with that. But then I kind of got really, I just lost myself with like the filler, the extensions, the makeup, and yeah, I just was never happy on the inside. And as much as I probably looked perfect on the outside, I was struggling big time. I had no confidence.
And I think it's one of those things that I suppose the more you change yourself,
yeah,
you actually start to not recognize yourself anymore.
Yeah.
Because you've changed yourself like so
that
much.
Many times. Well, I was like now when I look back at photographs, I'm like, who the fuck was that?
Yeah.
Like, fair. I lost myself so much that, like, whether it was lashes, makeup, hair, weight, like, you forget that your body is meant to move and fluctuate.
Mm.
Whereas, like, mine was meant to be like an ornament. So
yeah,
I would freak out if I had a bit of water weight.
Yeah.
Or, you know, whatever happened, stress and inflammation and everything else. Or if my lashes need to be refilled, I couldn't look at myself. If my, you know, no, I swear to God, if my, like, I don't think I've seen my hair without extensions in like 4 years. Like, as soon as they were taken out, they were put back in. So my natural version of who I actually was, I was just so far removed from that.
Yeah.
So getting back to that person, no wonder we hated ourselves.
It's
we all
so
do.
I think it's so hard then, because you've gone so far. It can be so hard to find your way back. But like, how normalized is it that, like, I actually know, like, some of my good friends as well, who would literally be like, they couldn't.
Oh, no hate.
no hate, guys. I love you.
Yeah.
But, like, they couldn't stand to look at themselves if they didn't have lashes.
No,
like, if they didn't have their lashes done or something like that. And it's not, I don't mean that in, like, that in any sort of judgment way, because that was actually me, or I couldn't stand to look at myself and, like, look at my body if it wasn't a certain way. So, like, I completely relate and I completely get it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when we're speaking about this as well, it's not to, like, I always say this every time I'm talking about body image, it's not to sit here and act like I'm on my high horse and I never struggle with body image. I do, and so does Hannah.
Yeah.
But it's also
yes we do.
It's normal, and like bad body image days are totally normal, and we're hoping that we can obviously dive into that a little bit more and help you guys. Mm-hmm. We're only ever speaking from our own experience and something that we actually deal with. Like, I know for me, my skin is still a very big struggle. No, so like, we all have our insecurities that we can't maybe feel like we stand to look at or anything along those lines. So yeah, that's all we're trying to.
But I think as well, one thing I always say, even on the topic of that, it's like, for me, it was, I need to get to a place, if I want to lose weight, I'm doing it for the right reasons.
Yeah.
And if I want hair extensions put back in, I want it for the right reasons. Whereas me beforehand was, I can't cope with myself, who I am, without those things.
Yeah.
And I felt like that was the hardest thing that I've ever had to do, is detach from all of these external things. And that actually healed, we'll talk about it now, but that's what healed my body image, was stop putting on a pedestal. Stop putting your looks and how you're meant to proceed. And actually, I love, well, I don't love every part of myself. We'll speak about that as well. Yeah. But it's a journey. But it healed so many parts of myself, learning to see myself again. And also knowing that you're more, like, when people say you're so much more than your body, like, actually go
really,
into that.
Really, truly, that is actually that a is, fair statement. Yeah. Like, that's accurate.
Well, I think when I heard that, I was like, yeah, okay, I know I'm Hannah or you're Kira, but like, what does that actually mean? But it means, like, who are you away from your body? And no one learns how to do that, because we're so reliant on our body.
Sorry, you said something interesting there as well, and I was actually only talking to one of the girls out of the project on this this week, but like, anything taken to an extreme is always going to be bad for you.
Yeah.
So whether it's like you're taking your healthy eating in the gym, if you take that to an extreme, it always, it comes at a cost, and the cost will usually be your peace of mind.
Absolutely.
So if you're taking your body image and you want to be as lean as possible and you're taking that to the extreme end, it's going to cost you probably your peace of mind and your relationship with food. Same way, swinging to the other way and like taking something else to the extreme, anything else, anything to the extreme, I believe personally, is never going to be good for you.
Yeah, I agree.
Because things aren't meant to usually be taken to the absolute extremes.
But I think as well, when you know, let's just say it's body image, you know that there's so many parts of you that make up your identity, and people love you for so many different reasons, and you love yourself for all these different quirks and stuff, it's easier to bounce between a bit of a balance. Whereas I know for me, when I hated every part of myself, didn't even know myself, lost myself, my physical appearance was my everything. So any hit on that, whether I was sick or again missed the hair appointment or like woke up a little bit bloated or put, God forbid, you gain a bit of weight, it was like I lost my identity. And that's where that obsessiveness came through, because my whole life had to change to make sure that there was enough pressure put on these things that they were perfected at all costs. You know,
and I think that you said, obviously you mentioned there about identity, and I think that's what happens when so many of us do have, and that's actually one of the questions that we're going to answer now in a while, but when you when you have your entire work based on just your identity and how you physically look on the outside, when something isn't like going your way, or like, how would you say, when you wake up and you're having a bad body image day or something, or you haven't got your hair done, you haven't got your lashes done, or whatever it might be, that physically really ruins your day and upsets your day.
Takes away from your day.
And like you said, when something changed in you, or you gained a bit of weight, your whole identity felt like it needed...
It was lost. Yeah.
And that's what happens then. And then people spiral out of control because they feel 100%. Out of control. And it's basically like you're just placing too much worth. And I get it, because it is so hard. Like, we were literally just watching TikTok before we actually started this. And like, I was watching on people obviously getting like veneers done and everything. And I was just like... It's just baffling to see how much our generation is like so used. Like, we're just so used to going onto social media and seeing everything.
Changes
and fixes and people getting shit done and just so much like that we're so like...
out of touch.
Yeah, out of touch. But what's the word? We're so like... we're seeing it all of the time.
It's like repetitive.
Yeah, I don't know what the word is for it. There's exposure. Sorry. We're so exposed to this on a day-to-day basis that it almost becomes... It's becoming normal life. It's becoming something that everybody just does. Whereas... I suppose that's one of the main reasons that we ever started Project Rediscovering You, was because we really wanted to hone in on the fact that like, because we've both been through so many struggles with our own body image, and we've both went through our own journey of tapping into our own inner confidence and what that looks like for both of us, and how we can bring like our education and other parts of us forward that isn't just about our body anymore, especially being coaches as well.
Expectation,
and I think as a coach, it's really easy to just rely on your body to do the work, like to sell your business, and you do feel like you need to look a certain way to be a coach, and that's a totally different argument in itself, but I'm just saying like, there is a lot of pressure when it comes to obviously being a coach. So I feel like for both of us, that's where we really connected when we first met, was like, we were like, we really just want out of this industry that tells you to be this way and get into our own little niche and our own little industry that shows every single woman that they are more than just their body, and they can find like that confidence that they're really craving from just changing their body. Like, how many women have we had in the project or talked to or been like met with through Soulful Sundays and everything, and they've all said the same thing. They've changed their body and they still not happy. And they still didn't feel anything differently. Yeah. Because if you're still battling in your head, or you're still having all these limiting beliefs, or you're still holding yourself back, or
the inner critic, the negative self-talk,
like you're still, your confidence isn't going to come true because it's still being outweighed by all of the internal stuff that you have going on. Okay. So that was one of the main reasons, I suppose, which leads us to like Project Rediscovering You and why we set it up.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think like, I feel so passionate about this, and obviously so do you, but it's like, before we were ever coaches and now we set up a business, like this is what we've seen and we've gone through it. And yeah, it's something that I just feel is so important to talk about, because right now the fitness industry and right now social media, it is all about the quick fixes, and I fell for it so many times, and I engaged in everything for years and years and years, and I said, no, I just need to do this diet. I just need to lose a little bit more weight. And I'm like convinced, I just need to get a new coach. I need to, no, we've all done it.
Yeah.
Get a little bit more filler, wear a little bit more makeup, blonde my hair a bit more, and it just doesn't work. And I just need people to also know, and the girls in the project will know this, but like, there's different levels of confidence, and please challenge that. Majority of people think confidence comes, and it does, in feeling good, feeling good in your own skin. But like, I'm actually going to say 100% of the clients I've worked with on the project, my own, even from speaking to you, when I actually ask them, what does confidence mean to you? The feelings and the emotions that they're trying to embody actually have nothing to do with their body. It's what they think that body will give them.
Yeah, it's the feelings.
It's the feelings. Yeah. They want to feel like sexy, empowered, disciplined. You can do that in anybody.
Yeah.
Whereas we're now only allowing ourselves, we're limiting ourselves to tapping into these emotions and feelings when we reach a certain physical goal.
So it's that whole thing, the I'll be happy when.
No, literally.
Yeah.
And what I've seen, and for anyone listening, it's like, if you're not recognizing that now, you will lose the weight. And the reason that you're not actually happy with that is because you're not allowing yourself to tap into any of those emotions or feelings whenever. So you're constantly moving the bar and the ball pit forward.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas we're trying to teach people, you can actually find that confidence now, heal your body image, feel good in your own skin, and you don't have to have restriction, punishment, comparison, inner critic, living in your head every single day, taking away from your life.
And I'm also so convinced as well, from working now and doing the project, we've obviously started a project Rediscovering You, it's well over a year now, so we've done lots of eight week projects, but what I've seen across the board is that if you do the work on the inner stuff, so if you're struggling with the inner critic, the negative self-talk, the all or nothing mentality, if I like a genuinely hand on heart, I can say this with so much power and whatever the word is for it, but I can say it with so much chest.
Her chest is out, I was just gonna say.
Right, guys, is that if you work on those things, you will always stay in a place where you might fluctuate with your body weight, but you will never, in my idea, my belief, you will never bounce from such extremes of like rapid weight loss and extreme weight gain, because you have done the work. Most people only ever go through fat loss cycles and continue then to regain the weight and regain even more weight is because they haven't mastered what's going on internally. They haven't understood their relationship with food. They don't know why they emotionally eat. They don't know why they binge. They also don't know why then they press the fuck up button and completely self-sabotage.
Yeah.
So like, we're talking about body image, and yes, it's not about losing weight or gaining weight. It's not about anything got to do really with your body, but
how you feel about your body.
Yeah, it's obviously how you feel about your body, but I'm just so convinced everybody's so afraid to gain weight and everything else. But I'm like, I know for certain, because we've worked with these clients, that like, you will not go through extreme weight gain and weight losses if you do this actual work. But you said something obviously interesting there that I kind of just cut across, but like the confidence thing, like every time we ask that question,
I love it.
Any lady that starts the project, and
we've
we're
asked
like,
this over 100 times.
Well, oh my god, yeah. But what does confidence mean to you? And I can guarantee, I think we might have said this in the last
probably
one when we were talking,
we
about, we say it all the time, but it's so relevant. And if you're new, and if you haven't listened to the other episode with Hannah on it, we literally ask this question, like, what does confidence mean to you? And I can guarantee, it is something complete, like it's usually nothing got to do with your body and how it actually looks, but it's more so the actions that you're doing. It's how you're feeling about yourself on a day-to-day basis. But like, if you were to actually sit with yourself now and think about the actions that you do on a day-to-day basis, and if you were to genuinely go away the way we would with the project girls, and we make them celebrate literally every single win, every single thing that they do, every single way that they show up for themselves, we make them celebrate it. Think of honestly how confident you would feel. You'd feel empowered. You'd be like, oh fuck yeah, I'm showing up for myself today. So yeah, I just think most people are looking to gain confidence from just changing solely how they look. But most people who have gone through fat loss periods will describe themselves at the end of it being like, I feel more confident. But what they're actually getting that confidence from is exactly what I just said there, is the actions that are taken on a day-to-day basis, that they're keeping the promises to themselves. So again, if I told myself I was going to wake up at 6 a.m. every single day and I kept that promise, at the end of the week, I'm going to feel fucking banging. I'm going to feel great about myself because I'm like, fuck yeah, I just done that for a week.
I think there's something so empowering that like, it's like this like light bulb moment that goes off when you realize, like if I asked you, like if you were confident or you had your body or whatever, everyone thinks of the body and the confidence mix it together. And the amount of clients that I see, they're like, I'll wear the sports bra, I've got a new relationship, I started, I'm gonna walk into a new job, I'm gonna like every day I'm gonna be my best self. And like what you said, it's the actions. And when you actually stop and you're like, well, you don't need a physical body to do that.
When you ask, like, but genuinely, even when you ask yourself, like when I've asked myself, or you've asked probably clients the same question of like, but why can't you do that now?
And it's like, oh yeah.
There's literally no, there's no answer.
And like, come here, I'm not going to lie. Like, we're not going to sit here and say every single bit is so internal. I honestly believe 90% of it is.
Yeah.
But feeling good in your own skin, of course, is like unreal. And you want to feel nice. But as you said, you'll look after yourself naturally as a byproduct of feeling better on the inside.
Absolutely.
But when you, like, I always see trying to be consistent with your goals and being confident, like that's based off of action. And I believe your confidence is having trust in your own abilities and your capabilities. And by having trust in your own capabilities and abilities, you will naturally take action that probably is going to go to the gym or eat better. So instead of like thinking, I have to lose weight and I have to be in restriction and punishment, it's like, oh, I'm actually taking these actions because I want to, because it's empowering my confidence within. So it's kind of like a flip of the script. Do you know that
and
way?
I think we something we teach a lot in the project, and I just know if you've been a part of the project or you're currently just finishing up your last your last week, we're on week eight
now.
But if you're just finishing up, you will know that we talk a lot about the thought feeling loop. And I just think you mentioned something there very interesting, Hannah, but you are more likely to take care of yourself when you're feeling good on the inside. But if you think of, let's just say, dealing with the inner critic, beating yourself down, going to the mirror, picking yourself apart, you know, not getting, like, not putting yourself out there, walking away from social interactions, just feeling like really insecure in yourself, all of these different things play on your mind. And slowly but sure, like, it is so hard for you to take care of yourself when you have all of that shit going on inside, when you have no idea how to get rid of the self-doubt, when you've no idea how to push your comfort zone, when you know you're, when you willingly know you're holding yourself back but you don't know how to take action towards these things, or your relationship with food is in a shit place. Like, there's so many things that keep you stuck feeling not great on your, on the inside, and it creates more negative thoughts. And then because we're feeling, or because we have more negative thoughts, we have more negative feelings about ourselves. Think of honestly how much like willpower, discipline, if that's what you want to talk about, it would take for you to get up, do your walk, go to the gym, and make good decisions when it comes to food. It's honestly nearly impossible to feel so shit about yourself, let's just say, or to feel really low in yourself every single day and still go out and take really good care of yourself. So that's why it genuinely does come from the inside. Like, if you know how to do, if you know how to challenge your thoughts, if you know how to overcome your limiting beliefs, if you know how to be compassionate towards yourself, if you know how to be kinder towards yourself or celebrate your wins, like, you will, again, naturally. And then your body becomes just a byproduct of that.
Of all of that, yeah. And I think one thing that just meant that, sorry, that just cropped up for me there is like, I don't know about you, but I was in this belief that like when my body and everything externally felt good, then I would feel good at the inside.
Yeah, that's the way it always goes.
You know, and I would be like, oh, well, I went to the gym, now I'll feel good.
Yeah.
I look okay, I'm eating healthy, then I must be okay. But actually the biggest turning point is to know like your feelings and thoughts are what, I always say in the project, like your thoughts create your actions.
Yeah.
And it's the other way around. So when you actually start looking at your thoughts, they're going to heal your body image because it's how you see yourself.
Yeah.
So when you start clearing up your thoughts and working, as you said, your limiting beliefs, the negative self-talk, the inner critic, when you work on them, which usually hold a lot of us back, which are probably why we don't take the action that we want. When you don't have that anymore and your thoughts are full of self-belief and confidence and go after this and, you know, do the things that challenge you and make you feel good, you're naturally going to see yourself different. Your body image is going to heal. So don't wait for everything around you to look okay. Start focusing on how you're thinking and seeing things.
Absolutely.
Because that's going to actually change. Yeah. And that really is what body image is. It's how you see and feel about your body. It's not your physical body.
And I think that's one thing as well that we even
say.
Which
was like, what?
I know. But one of the things we say in the project, and even to ourselves, it's like when we talk about these things, and I think we mentioned at the start of this podcast, but I'm reiterating it now, but like, it's not that you will never not struggle with self-doubt, or you'll never not struggle with bad body image days. Like, they are normal to crop up. But I think what we're really teaching and giving every woman that joins the project is the tools. Yeah. It's really understanding how can you tackle these things when they crop up. Because let's just say right now, let's just use Hannah as an example. Hannah's in like a really good place right now. In a couple of months' time, she's pushing herself and she's going to go out and she's going to start teaching yoga classes by herself, right? Let's just say she's doing that. When it comes to her pushing herself out of her comfort zone to do something new, is she going to have some self-doubt thoughts?
Yeah.
Is she going to experience some sort of, even if it's a body image thing, because she's going to be teaching a class and she's going to experience it, just like a new wave of these thoughts cropping up and maybe even old beliefs cropping up. But Hannah is now in a position where she has every single tool that she needs to be like, oh, that's that.
Yeah.
I can tackle that. I can challenge that. And it's just, again, it's a really empowering place to be, to know. We were actually doing this, we were doing some work for project Rediscovering You today. And one of the main things that we were saying, like, what does a woman get out of Project Rediscovering You?
Oh, yeah.
And like, one of the main things Hannah said was like, just knowing she can back herself no matter what she's faced with in life. And I think that that's really self-trust at the core.
Yeah, I think as well, backing yourself, like, I used to only back myself when I looked okay. And I hate to even say that, but like, if I felt I looked all right, I'd walk into a room and own it. Well, but you need to remember, and I think anybody would, like, that's what confidence
you want to feel
but
good in yourself.
The
too.
Problem with this, and something that I have noticed, is that the amount of, I was only operating at 10%, because natural people, I'm not a robot. Yeah. I can't be perfected. I tried so hard, the amount of money, time and energy that went into me looking okay. I lost myself. Yeah. But I still, at that point, even putting all that time and energy, I could only give 10%. And I even remember little things, like, you're probably the same with like your social media, but like, I would only go on my stories, which is my work, which is how I get income in, which is how I promote myself. I would only go on if I had makeup on. Okay, so then what happened, like, I was on a walk, didn't have makeup on, I had a spot, because I couldn't cope with the fact that I wasn't looking perfect and I didn't back myself enough in who I was and the words I had before. I had to rely on this mask of makeup, or else the lean physique, or like, I only actually thought people would take my coaching serious if I looked lean. So I would post a photo of me looking lean with the educational content that I wanted to post. Yeah. Does that make sense? Because I only relied on the external. Yeah. So like, actually, it's very healing when you know there's so many other parts of you that you can still walk into a room and own it and back yourself, whether you've spots, whether you've gained weight, whether you're having a bad day, whether, like, all of these physical things are not in your favor in that day, or a bad body image day, whatever. But you still know there's so many parts of yourself that you don't need to rely on them, because you're enough as you are with them.
And I think it's, I suppose, yeah, like, that's obviously some of your own struggles that you went through with your body image. And I think it is, and probably the work that you've had to do to be the coach that you are right now, but also to not be struggling with your body image, is to detach, like, your body image from your actual self-worth.
But that was the hardest thing. And when people say, where do I find my self-worth?
I know.
When you spend so many years only getting it through your physical appearance. Or like, some people might have their job title, they might get a lot of self-worth from their relationship, I don't fucking know, whatever. But I know for a lot of us, we only feel good when we're validated by others. Oh. You know, social media, we've likes, we've comments, you know, all of these different things. Compliments, it's the one thing, and they're great. But when you can't compliment yourself and you have to outsource it to only feel good about yourself, there's like all these problems are cropping.
I know, and I actually, this is so funny, because I actually literally just had this conversation with a client, and she basically said it. She said it perfectly, and I know what she was saying because I have felt it too. But I asked her, she was talking about validating herself and getting compliments off other people. And I was like, okay, well, how are you going to give them to yourself? Or like, what is it that's so good about getting them from other people? And she was like, honestly, it just doesn't hit the same when you give it to yourself.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, honestly, I was like, I actually get that. I understand, I relate. But what I was saying and how I came back to her on that one was that it doesn't hit the same, because right now where she's at, and it's okay to say this because I've been there, and in certain circumstances in my life or in certain areas of my life, I'm still there.
Yeah.
So like, basically what I was saying back to her was that, like, it's genuinely down to the fact that she doesn't value her own opinion of herself
or
that highly.
Her opinion,
that she just doesn't, she hasn't got it to a place where it's higher than other people. So because we're so conditioned to get validation off other people, does other people like me, am I gonna fit into the group, am I okay, does everybody like me, kind of vibe, we've been brought up with that. So it doesn't hit the same when you're trying to validate yourself, or you're trying to sit in a room and you're trying to say, no, Kerry, you look good today. It hits better when somebody else is telling you, because usually you value their opinion more than you value your own opinion of yourself. And Yeah, and that can be the toughest place to get, is to get your body image, number one, separate from your self-worth. And number two, being able to validate yourself. I feel like it's a constant work in progress.
Yeah, and I do think with social media, I'm not going to lie, it's like everyone's robots.
Yeah.
And I've fallen into that as well, that it's like, God, everyone, and you've seen it even over the years with like filler and different trends and stuff, and it's terrible, but like weight and body shapes have become trends.
Yeah.
You know, and I even know I was working with a client, and it's only through doing the inner work, she wanted to get super lean, she wanted to like look a certain way, and honestly, within a flip of a switch, she seen something else online and then wanted the Pilates body.
Oh, yeah.
And then the next day, she wanted the CrossFit body.
Yeah.
And then depending on who she was around, her opinion and what she wanted for what she wanted of herself was changing, and she actually lost herself and what she wanted and her authentic self, that she, like it, yeah, depending on her environment, she was swapping and changing.
And this is actually, sorry, this is something that
I think that we all, I've even fallen into that sometimes.
You fall into that.
Do I want to be the Pilates princess? Do I want to be the big strong girl? I don't know.
You can't decide, and it really does depend on your environment. Like genuinely, your environment is what you're made up of. It shapes you. It's who you become. So that's why we always start a project and get all of the women who are in the project to make sure that they do their values out. Because trust me, girls, if you do not know your core values as a person, like aside from your body, aside from it all,
just in general,
if you don't know your core values as a person, you will be swayed. You will shape and shift into every environment that you put yourself in, which can be, sometimes you can see that as an adaptable thing, but it's really, if every environment you go into is, you're walking away more confused and being like, okay, do I need to do that? Do I need to do this?
It's your self-image.
It's just like, you don't really, you're not fully understanding, or you're not anchored back to your own core values.
Yeah.
And that also, your values really, really help with your body image, because a lot of the times people want this body that doesn't align with their values at all.
Yeah.
Like you need to really remember that there's a certain body type that you need to take, like certain actions on a day-to-day basis, and a lot of the time those certain actions don't align with the average people like myself or Hannah or, you know, Mary down the road. Like it just doesn't, they don't actually align, and the actions that you'll have to take are just, they just won't suit you. So
yeah, I agree.
Please do your values.
Do your values.
And yes, they're so important.
No, if anyone could take one thing, it's that. But I think like even when we're talking about this, like what I'm picking up on is like when I used to see a certain body type in the gym, I was like, I just need to have that, right?
Yeah.
Because I had no confidence and I thought, geez, it comes from a body and I'm struggling with my body image. Surely a new body is going to make that better. But when you can actually learn, okay, I actually, this physique suits my body, or sorry, suits my lifestyle and my values, and like checking in with, like if you really enjoy going out with your boyfriend on the weekend and having a meal, maybe go on the odd holiday, like being able to go and get a text off your friend saying, hey, I haven't seen you in ages, let's grab lunch, and you're not sitting at home freaking out because you're not eating chicken or rice, like if that's an important thing for you, which is important for all of us, then like sometimes the other type of body that you might be seeing online isn't actually one for you. And then when you can actually see, okay, well this, like I want a life where I can enjoy myself, where my values are there, you're going to actually give a little bit more compassion to your body, because you're not relying on it either to have this pressure of looking at
absolutely. And this is actually another thing that we were talking about, I was talking about with one of the girls from the project this week, was that basically aligning your values and your body image and weighing up, like does the body that you have right now give you the best of all the worlds, like your values, are you able to socialize, are you able to meet most of your values and still train, move your body and still be in a good body, and in a body that you actually, you like, without obviously, because she was basically talking about getting leaner and wanting to be a bit leaner and stuff like that, but kind of then overthinking social situations and things that she really did value as well. So I just asked her the question of like, well, you know, does the body that you have right now allow you to live kind of the best of all the worlds? And like even for myself, I feel her answer by the end of it was yes, but like even for myself, I feel like I've got my body image to a place where I'm not super lean all year round. I go through fluctuations, but like my body now, I'm pretty happy with the fact that I have stomach rolls, I amn't absolutely lean, like my belly hangs over my shorts if I sit down. Like I'm okay with that because I get to literally like eat out most days, because obviously we're in Bali, but like I get to eat out most days, I get to enjoy cookies, we get to go for a sweet treat genuinely whenever we want. So I'm pretty happy with that body image. So like I just think we're so fixated on like striving for absolute perfection or what we see online, not realizing that usually it's at the cost of a lot of our own, or a lot of like, let's just say our core values as well. So just bear that in mind.
As well, yeah.
But in terms of then our body image, I suppose, like, what actually, I suppose we're talking a lot, but what actually needs to be, like, what's the work that needs to be done?
Ooh, I love this question.
Like, what's the work that needs to be done?
We answer one of the questions that the girls have actually asked. I have one here.
Okay.
What's the quickest and most effective way to shift your mindset on a bad body image day?
Oh, I love that. And I love who sent it in. Yeah. Love you, girl.
Love you, girl.
Okay.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. I'm going to go with something so simple.
Okay.
So simple, but so effective, is focusing on what your body can do. Ooh. So I think recognizing, I know it.
Do you think that works?
I actually do.
I'm going to challenge that first.
Do you?
Yeah.
Does that work for you?
I feel, no, I'm, again, this is going to work.
No, let's play devil's
advocate.
I
know when I'm looking at myself in the mirror,
yeah,
and my thoughts are spiraling,
yeah,
and I'm in inner critic mode,
yeah,
and I sit there and I'm trying to be compassionate. I'm like, but girl, your body, the two legs that you're on allowed you to be here, and the hands create the food and all this stuff. I'm like, no, my inner, it's like devil has just won. So
devil,
me sitting there, no, but it is, it's so hard sometimes to be able to tap into like compassion and gratitude and self-love.
I agree.
You know, so I do know, even from myself, I've done it. But like looking at myself, it's like the affirmations, when you hate yourself on the inside, sitting there being like, you are gorgeous, you are amazing, it's not resonating.
No,
it's not sinking.
I do agree. And it's like one of those things that like I always actually
so I'm being like the bad client.
No, I love that. I love that. No, but it's really good to challenge these things, because I also say this about body image. Like, I will never tell you, and I've said this before, I will never tell you to stand in the mirror and, you know, be in your underwear and tell yourself you love yourself.
Absolutely.
And you fucking don't, because it's not true, and it's only toxic
positivity.
But the thing about shifting your focus as such, you're not even trying to, like, when you're having a bad body image day, all you're trying to do is, you're not trying to fix the thoughts. You're not trying to tell yourself it's not true. But what you're trying to do is actually shift the focus. Because where your attention goes is where your energy goes.
Energy flows.
So you are going to spend a lot of your energy then focus on these bad thoughts about your body and da-da-da and how it physically looks. But if you can shift it to, like, okay, let's just say you didn't feel like you looked amazing during that workout or during a gym session, but can you shift it to, like, oh fuck, but I just lifted heavier on my shoulder press, or I actually moved a little bit better this week, or do you know what, I'm getting a bit stronger. Like, can you shift it to something a little bit more empowering? And I get what you're saying, like, and I'm gonna say that, like, genuinely, for some of you, this isn't gonna resonate straight away. You're not going to, like Hannah said, you're not going to be
depends
sitting there.
It depends how deep I think you're
it
in.
It depends on how
bad
deep it is.
Body image. Body
image.
Your bad body image.
Yeah, it depends where you're at in the spiral, to be quite honest with you. And I do think if you can catch it, obviously, early on, you have the ability to shift your focus. And it does come back to obviously...
Well, you're in control of your thoughts.
Yeah, it does.
That.
It does come back to obviously making that choice. But again, some days can be harder than others. And I know there's some days where we just completely spiral with the body image, and it is just a bad body image day.
Bad body, say that 10 times.
Bad body image. Well, go on, give me something for the girls. What would you tell them?
I personally feel like I look at everything on like a spectrum. So I'm like, you can either have like a day where you're like, oh, I just feel a bit shit.
Okay.
Right? But then you have the extremes of like, I don't want to get out of bed. I want to put the baggy t-shirt on. Like, there's so many different tools, which is what the project does.
Yeah.
And that I have found that help me on all these different things. So the, like what you mentioned helps me when I'm at like a 3.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So when I'm at like a 10, and things are really difficult, and I'm like, I don't look like myself.
Mm-hmm.
I always like to lean in with like evidence.
Right.
Even with my thoughts, that's like one thing that I'm big on, is like leading with evidence over your feelings. So my feelings will like spiral and tell me, you're so fat and you're ugly and everyone hates you and your clothes are just so tight and look at this spot, everyone sees it and everyone has that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you actually go on the evidence, that's what gives me that pause.
Okay.
It's like, okay, well, what's the evidence? Like, I know, what was it, last week? I was having a fucking mare. I was
having a mare, guys.
No, it was so bad. And I think it was just because I was due my period. But I'm convinced every time I get my period, it's just not my period, so I'm like, no, it's definitely me gaining weight.
Yeah,
it's
not. Like, you're so convinced.
I'm so convinced. But the evidence came in and it helped me stop the spiral, because I was like, no, physical evidence is that you are 3 days before your period.
Yeah.
You are inflamed.
Yeah.
I wasn't sleeping. So again, I have all this like education behind me on like why bodies fluctuate.
Yeah.
And that's what was actually going on. So when my trousers felt a bit tight, I was able to say, oh, it's because my digestion was off, my sleep was off, my inflammation was higher, my water retention. Like, I had all this stuff that I was reparenting myself. And it calmed me down.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Actually, do you know what? I actually agree with you. I think that's a brilliant one. Now, Hannah has, like, she has spirals, girls.
No, very
spirals were her body image. And, like, genuinely,
if it works for me, honestly.
Yeah, if it works for her, it works for anybody, because the evidence that we do have... we have to put our heads together, and, like, we just have to remind Hannah that, like, it's just not possible. Like, the weight gain that you're seeing is impossible. It's not.
But also, it feels that way. It feels real.
Yeah.
Feelings and thoughts will make you believe. You're, like, seeing yourself under this microscope. That, like, you do need a mate sometimes beside you, or the evidence, or go into your notes and, like, back things up. Otherwise, like, you're going to believe the inner critic because she's so loud.
And, like, again, remember, it's not about, like, this is one thing I'll always say about body image, is that, like I said, it's not about standing in the mirror and saying you love yourself. No. And you bloody don't. Like, that's, just don't do that to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But it is also about recognizing you can be at a neutral place, even on the bad body image days. So you can get to a place where you can choose. It's like anything. If you have really positive thoughts, you don't necessarily really engage with them. Like, think of when you've had a positive day, right? You're thinking, like, oh, I'm buzzing with myself, you're loving life, that's cool, but you just, like, get on with it. Whereas when we're having negative thoughts, we really play into them, we really attach to them, we really spiral with them. So what I always say to clients is that, okay, well, when the negative thoughts come in, you actually don't have to engage with it. Like, you don't have
They're like a little cloud, let it go.
You don't have to give it a 10-part story. Like, you just leave it for what it is. But also, it doesn't mean that you have to come in with, like, oh my God, my body looks so amazing, when you don't feel like that. You know you don't look like that, or your feelings are telling you that you don't look that way.
Yeah.
It's not to try and then cover it up with positivity. It's just to kind of get to a neutral place of, like, I don't have to engage with the negative, but I also don't have to engage with the positive either.
Absolutely.
I can just sit in the middle of, like, this is a bit of an uncomfortable day. Can I shift my focus to other things?
Yeah.
So this actually brings us on to the next question.
So how do I detach my... Oh, I love this. How do I detach my whole self-worth from my body image? It's killing me every day.
So this is the work, guys. So this is going to be where how you're going to get to or overcome your... Not even... I'm not going to say bad body image days or bad body image, sorry, because bad body image days are going to happen even if you're at a place of... neutrality or accept, because that's where I personally feel I'd be at with my body, but I still experience those days. However, this is the real work we feel that our project does. It's the reason we set up Project Rediscovering You. It's the reason that we're fucking best mates. It's the reason that we've done everything that we've done, because we wanted all of you to realize that your worth and who you are as a person is separate and needs to be separate from your body image.
Yeah.
So do you want to kick us off on that question?
How do I detach my whole self-worth? Okay, so from someone who has based her whole self-worth.
whole
self-worth for over 10 years. Yeah, I think it was actually important to learn about yourself. And that really helped me, is to be like, who is Hannah behind the body? And unfortunately, like, that meant, like, maybe detaching from these things. I had to, like, gain weight. I had to, like, remove the makeup, blah, blah, blah. But in the meantime of working on that stuff, I actually showed myself, you know, the things that I thought I could only do with the body, that I could actually do without that. So stepping outside my comfort zone, buying a coffee for the first time, if it's, like, meeting a new friend, going to the gym on my own, like, whatever it might have been, it was finding who Hannah was behind the body that excited me. Because for so long, there was no one. It was just how Hannah looked. And it was actually interesting, I don't know if you agree, but, like, for so long, all I wanted was compliments off other people to let them know that I was pretty enough, I was good enough, I was, like, a good trainer. I based so much of my worth being on my looks, which for me meant that I was good enough person. But now, like, if someone compliments me, it goes over my shoulder. I don't want that. And it's so interesting that I'm like, I want someone genuine. If someone says, I love your education, I love your whatever, something that's actually about me, because I've worked on it now, it's like body image and how I look and how skinny I am. I never thought, like, I used to hear people talk about this and I'd be like, oh, bullshit, like, of course you care bullshit, about, yeah, of course you care about how you look. And I do care about how I look. I don't change that. But, like, it means so much more, and it's so much more fun when people genuinely like you and what you're about. Yeah,
that's so fair. And I don't know, did you ever find that you got, like, how would you say, towards maybe when you were realizing this about yourself, that, like, it actually just got really annoying when people just recognize you for your body?
Well, like, you know, someone's, you know, like, oh my God, unreal, or something. Like, you could post, like, a big really important message about body image, but, like, it would just be about, like, oh, you look so lean, or you look so whatever, and I'm like, but how many even photos of you, like a photograph or your image doesn't say what's going on. Like, you were your leanest and you were getting complimented, but you were miserable inside.
Oh my God.
And you were disordered.
Everybody thought I was, like, the
and
best person ever.
No, but it's weird, because I remember back, like, I used to get complimented, maybe not as much as I say now, but when I was, like, longer hair and the makeup and the filler and everything else, I was my, like, a shell of myself. Yeah. And I never want to get back to that person. But at the same time, on the physical level, I got so much attention. I got, you know, so much in work, so many clients. People wanted to work with me because they wanted whatever, but, like, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And you have to take the hit. But now I'm at this hit where I'm like, I don't want someone to text me for coaching because they want to look a certain way. Yeah. I want them coming to me because they want my knowledge.
Yeah. You know? And I think as well, some of the, like, the project women over the last year or so, like, some of them have come to us, like, genuinely with the idea of, yeah, I want, like, obviously your physical appearance is important, or, like, it's okay for that to be important, or it's okay for you to want to take care of that. But, like, when we actually ask them the question of, like, even if it, let's just say if it comes to someone romantic or someone liking you.
I was just about to say this.
Yeah, because it's such an important thing that I feel like it always, for a lot of us women, it comes back to that, like, is the man gonna like me as such, or are they gonna find me attractive? And I get that question, and I understand where it comes from. But it's like, when I actually sit down and I ask them, and I'm like, okay, but would you want, like, do you want a man who only sees you for how you look? Like, think of that, really. Think of think of the love you want, and the connection you want, and the relationship you want to be in. Do you actually see yourself, though, being with a man who genuinely just says, I got with her because she had gorgeous boobs. I got with her because she had...
And if you say, yeah, you need another man.
You haven't met the right man yet.
You need to come to the podcast. But,
like, if you want it, like, I don't think a lot of us want somebody who genuinely just sees us for how we look.
But I do think you need to know that, like, when you are suffering or struggling, unfortunately, that is where, like, I know when I was going through that, I couldn't care if someone had a personality or not. If they liked me, that's how low I was in my self-image.
Yeah.
So you do need to meet yourself. Like, all I wanted was the fucking flame emoji.
I know.
Or whatever. Do you know what I mean? That gave me enough. But when you start building your worth, you're like, hold on a fucking minute.
Yeah.
My looks are the bare minimum. Now it's like, I have boundaries, I have worth, I have respect, I have all these different things I've been able to build, which the girls are doing right now.
Yeah.
And now, like, I'm working with one of the girls at the moment who's gone through a breakup, and that was literally her main thing. I need to lose weight, I need to look better, no one's going to want me. But now, since doing, obviously, the project, she's built herself up, her confidence, that now she's actually, I want to be single.
I love that.
You know, no, but you know what I mean? She's like, I'm actually okay with who I am.
What a 360.
But it's just interesting when you build these parts away from your body image, you actually find out so much more. Your life just opens up.
Yeah. And that brings me on to, I suppose, what I have to say on this question is actually just about because I know some of you are thinking, well, how the fuck do I build my worth outside of my body image, because it's been attached for so long. But what are your strengths? What are your passions? What do you like? What makes you you? So when you're, if you were to think of your friends describing you, or your family describing you, or whoever is close to you at the moment, how do you think they're going to describe you? What would you like? Like, I can guarantee none of you are saying, I want them to say I'm a size 8 in jeans, or I'm the leanest person there. You're not thinking that. You're thinking along the lines of, I want them to think I'm loyal. I want them to think I'm kind. I want them to think I'm hardworking, or I'm ambitious, or I'm driven. And all of that makes you sexy, because they're what makes you you. So it's finding the things. It's just going back to who you actually are. Set aside your body image for a second and ask yourself, like, what are your strengths? What makes you you? Are you kind? Like, who are you to your best friend? How would your best friend describe you? And they're where your worth is. That's exactly what makes you you. You know, that's how you hold a conversation, that's how you interact with people, it's how you make people feel. Like, these are all the more important things about you, but you've just, unfortunately, society, we've lost it, and society has got a fucking all of us in a chokehold, which annoys me so much, that, like, we've just been so focused on showing the world how good we might look, and not recognizing that you have so much more to offer to the world.
Yeah. I think it's about, like, anchoring in on that, on the bad body image days.
Yeah, you've so much gifts, you've so much to say, you've so much to do, and, like, it just doesn't also involve being so perfect with your image all of the time.
Nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect. But I also want to mention that, like, it is okay for you to care about your image. It's okay for you to, like, I was having this conversation this week, but, like, in one of the check-ins that I don't know, was like, it's okay to, like, get your hair done. And I was like, it is okay. It's okay for you to want to take care of yourself. But the only thing is, it goes back to what I said at the very...
Doing it from a good place.
Yeah, what I said, like you said, you're doing it from the right place.
It's a want, not a need.
Exactly. And also, it's not like your entire self-worth is based on, like, getting your hair done. or getting the lashes done or getting the makeup done. It's not that you can't do any of these things. And I think a lot of people think that, like, you know, when we would talk about like healing your body image, it's like people automatically assume by doing that, you're like, you let yourself go or you let yourself become the worst version of yourself, like looks wise. But if anything, you have a major glow up because you actually take care, better care of yourself. It's just not to the extremes. Like I said, anything to an extreme is probably not great for you.
No.
You want obviously these things to be able to be balanced. Like you're going to go get your nails done because you really want to and you love that. And it makes you feel like girly. So I just think you don't want to take anything to, I suppose, the extreme.
Yeah,
but is there anything else you wanted to say on the self-worth and like playing into your strengths and building your strengths? And
Well, I think your self-worth now, since trying to build it, is a constant. Your self-worth, how you feel about yourself, shouldn't fluctuate. You should know your worth, know who you are, know your strengths, as you said. But what I always lost was that I was relying on external things that do fluctuate.
Right,
unfortunately,
yes.
Money is going to go up and down.
I love that.
Followers are going up and down. Relationships come and go. Weight up and down. You know, my skin's not going to always look perfect. It's not going to be tan and 24/7 or pale. Like, these things are fluctuating. And when you rely on things that fluctuate to feel good about yourself, then
such a good take on it.
Your opinion on yourself is going to fluctuate all the time. And I know for me, like, when you wake up and you're going, I love myself, I hate myself 20 times a day, where are you building confidence there?
Gorge.
You're not. Whereas if you can hone in, is that the word? And anchor in on your self-worth and know that that is a constant that I build and it's set, then the external things can still fluctuate, but you're not relying on them.
Sorry, guys, I'm just like sitting here absolutely smiling at Hannah. Like, that was I'll
be crying over body image again tomorrow.
That was such a good take. No, I love that. So I suppose it actually really comes back to just who you are. Like, that's where your worth lies, because who you are is not based on money. It's not based on external things. It's like your strengths. It's the type of person you are, and it's what makes you you. So you need to play into more of those things.
Rediscover those parts of yourself, girls.
That's exactly, that's actually where Rediscovering You came from.
We didn't know.
Was that we wanted to help people rediscover the parts of themselves.
That they lost.
And realize
society made them who they wanted to be.
Okay, right. We're not going down that route.
That's a quote.
But before they got so attached to just looking a certain way. So that's exactly what our project is all actually about, is rediscovering yourself, but also realizing that you are so much more than just your body. But it doesn't mean that you don't take care of your body. And I think that was kind of everything that we wanted to cover.
You could honestly talk about this for
hours. Oh my God, we talk about this for days. But I actually do have a great example of one of the ladies who is in the project now. I won't name her name, but she'll know who she is if she listens to this. But she's had just an insane, let me just read it to you because I actually put it on my story. But she's had an insane transformation over the last 8 weeks. But something she sent into the group chat today was that she said something like, she did actually say this. I can't believe how much my life has done a 180 in the last 6 weeks. I was literally petrified to eat out, and now I'm not even tracking calories for the first time in 7 years. Blah, blah, blah. She just talked about the community. She said, I'm so excited to rewatch all the videos with change mindset and see how much more I can take from them. So this was a girl who, let me just give you a bit of context here before we finish up, was that she came to us. She had just finished a photo shoot prep. She, again, was obsessed with calories, obsessed with her body image, obsessed with now, you know, being a certain way, looking a certain way.
And attaching her worth to
how she looks. And this is her 8 weeks later. That was her message. It's on my Instagram story. It's real. I'm not making it up. She literally text that into the group chat today saying, again, she stepped away from tracking calories, and no joke, like I'd say, I think it was maybe 3 weeks ago, in week 5 or week 6, she was like, I brought the idea up of her stopping tracking calories, and she couldn't even bear the thought of it. And then 2 weeks later, she turned around to me and she was like, actually, Kira, I think I'm gonna stop tracking. I feel like she's learned her values. She knows what's important to her. She knows what direction she wants to go in. She recognized that her relationship with food and her body image needed work, and that's obviously why she signed up. But she recognized a true learning her values, where she wants to go with her life, and the necessary step for her to do that. And because she feels so empowered in herself now, was like, no, taking away tracking and learning to live without that and achieving food freedom and all of this is such an important part that's going to make me, it's going to bring me back to me. And I think that's, do you remember in her check-in, and it said something like, it's going to be the final piece that brings me back to myself.
Yeah.
Honestly, it was such a beautiful check-in. Sure. But anyways, that was just a prime example of what someone can do when they devote.
The change that can happen.
The change that can happen. Like, I know 8 weeks seems like such a short period, but you can do so much for yourself in 8 weeks. And that was just an incredible transformation from her this time around. And as we wrap up the 8 weeks, I thought I'd wrap up the podcast with that one.
Cool.
But yeah, I thought that was a brilliant one to share with you guys. But yeah, if anybody, I hope you all like got something from this. I think they got something from this.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Please message us. If you don't follow the page, it's just rediscovering you __. And we have a new project starting on July 14th. If you're interested in anything that we talked about, or if you want to shoot us a message and ask any questions, please do. We'd be more than happy. But we're going to finish it here because I honestly think this is my longest podcast ever. Do you have anything else you want to say?
No, thank you so much for having me on.
I'm glad to have you here, buddy. thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this one.